Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
From
us
Airwolf,
home.
Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Splendid. In the studio, we're joined by the full-time chaplaincy team leader for the James Cook University Hospital, of course, and, of course, Chapel of the Good Samaritan. That's Reverend Marie Edwards. How are you, Marie?
I'm fine, thank you.
And online, we have, in many ways, the Queen of Ghoul, I think, in sorts of ways. No, she's just wonderful things with Queen of PI in all sorts of fantastic ways. It is, of course, the legend that is Sheila Jones. How are you, Sheila?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex. Lovely to talk to you.
Brilliant
again.
Stuff. So, Marie, it's the kind of chaplaincy Christmas message, but we're going into sort of discourse and thoughts on that point.
Yeah.
Shall we ask, because Sheila has had one or two challenges this year, not from our own point of view, but certainly from her husband, Trevor, a major sort of routine from that perspective, but in fact it's necessitated, I think, Sheila, you travelling from Goole to Bradford on a fairly regular basis.
I have been. Luckily, he has now been repatriated, and he's back in... he's back actually in a close to me, but yes, I had nearly 4 weeks travelling on the lights of the M62.
Thank heavens for that. I don't know, but I mean, are you happy to share with the listener what happened with Trevor? Or
yes, he just one of those awful things. He was trundling along the M62 doing his work, and suddenly his right leg wouldn't work and his right arm wouldn't work. He'd had a stroke, and he was by some miracle able to get himself off the motorway. He was able to get into a service station. He actually stalled the car on the access road to the service station, and the lorry drove up behind him, which was a godsend because the lorry driver realised what was happening and managed to get help for him because he could have been sat in the car for hours and nobody would ever have seen him. He was taken straight to Bradford, given fantastic treatment, and is making a really good recovery, but he's paralysed down one side and just dealing with all of that and getting his body functioning again.
And thank you for sharing that with us, Sheila. I know we didn't sort of talk about it beforehand, so you could have been quite within your right to say, no, what are you doing, etc. But I mean, Marie, from your point, I mean, that, it just shows that unexpectedness that literally, and you must see this all the time in your work as full-time hospital chaplain, people don't expect things like that to happen.
No, they don't. That's exactly right. I mean, most people who come into the hospital, whether it's here or one of the other hospitals of the Trust, will say, you know, there was no warning or they had no inkling that anything was wrong with them or their family member, and sometimes it's the unexpectedness of it that catch people out, and that's the part they find most difficult to deal with, I think.
Yeah, And it just turns your world upside down.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, you know, the whole focus of your life just completely changes.
Yes, absolutely. Especially as in your case, when you're so far away and you've got to do a lot of travelling in order to visit people. We get people from so far and wide, especially here at James Cook.
Yeah.
And that just adds to their worry and their burden, actually, that they've got to do all of that travelling, because then the person who's poorly is worrying about them doing the travelling and all that sort of thing. So it's just added extra when they're not just on your doorstep.
Yeah. And it can be a slow process to get them back, because it's no longer an emergency. So you have to wait for a bed to be available at a lower level of priority.
Yeah.
And that takes longer to sort of sort out.
So let's turn that sort of challenging experience into a positive. And I know, there we are, already getting a positive line there. It's wonderful, the technology, direct line from that point of view. I mean, I know you, Sheila, obviously we worked together for well over a decade. In fact, exactly. In terms of that, I thought it might have been going into the last century, I think. But in terms of that, obviously, the fantastic work that you did in coordinating our health fairs that we used to run at the James Cook University Hospital and the connections within that, you are innately a very positive person. From your own reaction, and obviously as a publicist and so on, what are your thoughts in terms of how you've come to terms with this whole sort of change in lifestyles and various other factors?
I'm just
sort of interested in terms of, if you'd like to just share with us in terms of what advice you might like to give for other folk in a similar thing. How do you actually keep that positivity going, Sheila?
Well, one of the things I think is that and for me has been really powerful, and again this is because of the way I run my life, is that I have a lot of people who rang up and said, how are you, rather than how's Trevor. I had an awful lot of people who were saying to me, are you eating properly, are you taking some time for yourself, are you sleeping properly, are you doing this, are you doing that, and have supported me, and that's been fantastic. And that has been because, you know, I think the fact that I've kept physically fit throughout it, what, been 5.5 weeks now, is a testament to the fact that mentally I have taken time, I have sort of looked after myself, I've done some things. I went away down to London in the middle of the week to something which I really enjoyed, had a lovely evening, and that sort of thing. And some things I've had to go by the board, haven't written a Christmas card yet, I think that's a huge help. The other thing is, I think I've been lucky in that the very first night Trevor said, this isn't going to beat me. So he's been very determined. He had a very bad accident on his left hand, so he's always had an impaired left hand. And he's sort of lived with a body that doesn't work fully 100%. He's always had to sort of figure out ways of doing things that most people wouldn't have to think about. So for him, he's sort of taking the attitude, well, however I'm left, I'll deal with it. I just might have to do things differently. And I think that's not a usual way. Some people see the slightest impairment as being a problem. He just is taking the attitude, well, we don't know how it's going to be. Let's wait and see, and then we'll deal with it when it happens. And I think that's been very supportive to me, because I'm not sort of fretting about how he's going to be and what's not going to work. We'll work with whatever does work at the end of it, because with a stroke you never know what's going to come back, and you never know how much it's going to come back and how quick it's going to come back.
Interesting times, but again, the key thing is, I think the solution, always keep that sort of positivity, no matter how dark it seems to be, to it borne in mind, which probably, again, I know this is going to be almost a crass line, it's really yourself, Marie, if you go back to the real situation where you have effectively a family with Joseph and Mary, and sort of, I mean, they were faced with a pretty sort of traumatic time, effectively, having to sort of go with a pregnant woman, you know, into all sorts of areas, difficult times, really. And people often forget, in this kind of rush for commercialism and for a whole raft of other activities that we often get in this festival, the Feast of Saturnalia, as many of our pagan folk would actually sort of say, they forget that actually there is a fundamental thing here which kind of cuts right through to the heart of sort of human nature. I was going to say human spirituality, but I think, you know, from that point of view, is that what do you find? I mean, what's the message of Christmas for yourself, Marie?
Well, I think, I mean, exactly what was just being said there, it's keeping an eye on the positive and keeping an eye on, it's so easy sometimes to think about what we can't do or what we haven't got, that we don't sort of look at what we do have. And as a chaplain, we deal with lots of people who've got difficult situations that they face, that I suppose for us that helps us see things positively, because we look at how fortunate we are as people that we're not dealing with these things every day for ourselves. But yeah, journeying through life is very unpredictable for anybody, and I think when I think about the journey of Mary and Joseph in particular, I wonder how the people were on that journey. Were they upbeat and positive, or were they just
we're doomed,
fed
the Romans
up,
are coming, yeah, we're doomed,
fed up because they had to make this big long trip? And you know, I mean, anybody who's been pregnant will know just how difficult it is to travel at that stage. But it's just looking at the end product of everything, I think. Like you're saying, especially with your husband, that you don't know what the end result is going to be, and it's all about keeping that positive attitude and looking for the good in other people around you as well, I think, the support that you get from your family and friends and the people that you know.
There's just one thing that has been quite interesting, because there is another guy in the ward who, on all levels, has a much worse story. He's younger, he's been worse affected, it's having a bigger effect on his family and all the rest of it. And there's a little bit of me that sort of went to, well, what the heck am I worrying about? You know, there's somebody much worse than me. But you've got to watch, or at least I've had to watch, that I don't sort of not accept that actually it's been quite a big change for me.
Absolutely.
And sort of try to sort of say, well, I shouldn't be feeling like this. I should be grateful that for A, B and C, because you have got to accept that, you know, a big thing has changed.
Yes, and we meet so many people who will say to us as a chaplaincy team, there are a lot of people worse off.
Yeah.
And I always sort of think, I want them to think that actually that doesn't take away from the struggle and the difficulty that they've faced. You know, it's all kind of relative to the person's situation, and the person in the next bed might be worse off, but they might also have a lot more support for themselves, or they might be nearer to home. So it kind of balances itself out, and the things that you may not be struggling with, you know, that you might be struggling with something totally different, because everybody's situation is completely different, no matter whether they've had the same thing happen to them as the next person or not. But you're right, you mustn't allow it to make you think that what's happened to you isn't a difficult and traumatic situation, because clearly it is.
Yeah. And do you know what my biggest problem was, the one that really was difficult for me to face? Trevor always cut my toenails, and I had to cut them myself.
Oh, yes. And sometimes it's the simple things like that that actually bring
and
us up short. Yes, I can imagine. Yes.
It's an interesting line, but still it resonates in all sorts of ways. Really. Those darn toenails and that clippers, Sheila. I find them very useful. Toenail clippers. I realise it's your Christmas speech to the world, Marie, but you know, I didn't think toenail clippers were... But at least it's a first for Southside Broadcasting. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that, BBC, and thought for the day.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That'll be the annual clip.
Very good.
I think so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Over to yourself, Marie. We've got other things happening. Presumably the Peace Light is coming across this year again.
It is, yes. Oh gosh, I should have brought the date in my diary over with me. I think in my head it's the Wednesday before the week of Christmas.
That's okay then.
But I can get the exact date to you, and you can let listeners know.
We'll work our way through that. And yes. Will there be a carol service? Because I think there was one Christmas holistic fair that we did, Sheila, if I recall.
Oh, gosh,
where we had to sort of effectively sort of wrap up, and then sort of it became a carol service, and it was quite exciting, really, in the atrium of the hospital.
Yeah, we had that cherry picker.
We did. Yeah, they brought in a cherry picker. Yeah,
wow.
Astounding.
To put the decorations on, and we had to work around the cherry picker.
Yeah.
And everyone was terribly excited about the health and safety concerns of it.
Precisely, yes. Surprising in a National Health Service hospital, but never mind. That's part and parcel of the whole thing. Anyway, so, Marie, in terms of carol services and so on, will that be taking place in the atrium as usual?
I do know the date for that. That's the 18th of December. That's going to be on the afternoon between 2 and 4, just in the atrium, and there'll be lots going on. Which probably means the Peace Light's coming on the 17th, because it's coming on the Wednesday. So
there you are, you see, it all works out. Splendid. Nail clippers, very good. Sorry, I just... Sheila, from your own point of view, any thoughts? Because I know we soon, in the not-too-distant future, you'll join us in one of our studios. I'm sure that will happen again, because Wheel of Life was a fantastic mini-series, and one day we'll actually get back to it.
Yeah.
But have you got any thoughts you'd like to share? I mean, you shared your own very personal story, which we genuinely appreciate from that point of view, and we clearly send all huge positivity to yourself and Trevor. But any particular sort of lines you'd like to say before we go over to Marie for our final final sort of thoughts on this little festive chaplaincy wrap-up piece that we're doing?
Well, I think the roles of the role of the chaplain is so important, because so many people don't have, because if they are not involved in organised religion, they don't have a spiritual help of any sort. And I think the chaplains do an absolutely fantastic job in providing it something that we all need, even if we don't know how to ask for it. And I'm full of admiration for the work that you do. It is so essential, because at those times people really do need something, and it must be a real honour to help people through those difficult times, I'm sure, for you.
Thank you.
And of course, taking over from Malcolm Masterman as well. It's phenomenal, really.
No, hard act to follow.
Finally, the floor is yours, Marie. What would you like to sort of share for people who clearly would be listening to them? They're not really listening to it live, but more likely be listening to it as a podcast as the season proceeds.
Well, you're right, Sheila. It's an absolute privilege to be able to walk alongside people in their journey at any time of life. But I think especially in the build-up to something like Christmas, when the focus is very much on family and getting together and travelling to be with each other, and some people just can't do that because of where they are in their life, it's important that we're there to just keep that sort of support network going and the people's spirits up, and just create that sense of family here at the Trust, so that anybody who is in hospital over Christmas doesn't feel left out and doesn't feel left behind, because it's, you know, who you meet on your journey in life, wherever you're going. If you can give and receive it at each point in those meetings, and it's a good way of keeping the human race together as a family, I think, no matter where we're coming from.
Sheila, it's been splendid as ever, touching base with good self. We'll speak again in the new year, no doubt, in 2015, as I was recently doing an interview with Minty Steed. I kept referring to it as 2016. It's very confusing. It's just this time malarkey. Listen, unbelievable. Sheila, we salute you. Take care and speak very soon.
And you, and best wishes to everybody at Southside. I mean, it's been a long time, Alex, that we've been talking, so an ongoing relationship that I greatly treasure.
Well, the Southside family, we may not even be in the same country, in the likes of Ross Bowring and our Los Angeles.
Gosh,
and
we're not in the same country at all.
Jenny Finch, our ace author, has just joined us. She's sort of there. It's fantastic. It's all good. That's the important thing. Focus on that positive. Sheila, we salute you. Take care now.
Take care.
Reverend Marie Edwards, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium.
Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right,
that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.